Blog Talk Radio.
When I walk on by, girls be looking like Danny Fly. I pick to the beat, walking down the street and my new the freak, yeah. This is how I roll, animal print pants out of control. It's Red Bull with the big ass bra, and like Bruce Lee, I got the clout, yeah.
Girl, look at that body. Girl, look at that body. Girl, look at that body.
I work out.
Girl, look at that body. Girl, look at that body. Girl, look at that body.
I work out. When I walk in the spot, this is what I see. Trying to tan my cheeks. This is how I roll. Come on, ladies, it's time to go. We headed to the bar, baby. Don't be nervous. No shoes, no shirt, and I still get service. Wow.
Girl, look at that body. Girl, look at that body. Girl, look at that body.
I work out.
Girl, look at that body. Girl, look at that body. Girl, look at that body.
I work out. When I walk in the spot, this is what I see. Everybody stops.
I'm sexy and I know it.
Aye.
I'm sexy and I know it.
Check it out. Check it out. Wiggle, 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 yeah. Wiggle, 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 yeah. Wiggle, 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 yeah. Wiggle, 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 yeah, yeah. Do the wiggle, man. A little wiggle, man. Yeah. I'm sexy and I know it. Hey. Yeah. Brothers.
Hey.
Party rockers in the house tonight.
Woo.
Everybody just have a good time.
Yeah.
And we gon' make you lose your mind. Everybody just have a good time.
Let's go.
Party rockers in the house tonight. Everybody just have a good time.
Every day I'm shuffling.
And be the first girl to make me throw this cash. We get money, don't be mad, now stop. Hating is bad.
One more shot for us, another round. Please fill up, hook up, don't mess around. We just want to see you shaking down. Now you home with me.
You're naked now.
Get up, get down, put your hands up to them. Get up, get down, put your hands up to them.
Thank you.
my goodness, that was three songs back to back. Hey, everyone, it's 5 o'clock, well, 5:15, actually. Hey, thanks, guys, for sticking around. And I tried to delete the show earlier today, about 3 hours ago, and it would not let me delete. And I'm like, what is going on with this BTR? So I said, okay, so I'll do this show, and I'll let it last a little while, and depending on if we have any listeners, depending on how it goes, then I'll just do the show. And so I said, whoever's going to be there will be there. I was going to delete the show. I tried to delete it, and it would not, it just simply would not let me delete. I do have callers in queue already, so you guys just hang on tight. I'm going to get to you, and we've got some things to talk about today. Actually, this is the last day of the year, and I hope everyone's doing well. And you guys, you know, if you would like, you can for sure call in and get a reading for the new year. Call-in number is 626-414-3427, 626-414-3427. I'm going to be doing I'm going to be doing types of readings, as in what the angels and my spirit guides are telling me that I need you to know as far as transforming this new year and progressing into this new year, what steps you need to take to change or not to change, what are the things you need to focus on to be more grounded and centered, what things you need to work on to bring in more balance and harmony and peace in your life, and just what's, and overall, what is going to be going on for this year reading. So if you guys would like to call in, I'm going to be spending about 5 minutes. You guys are going to get free 5-minute readings today. So I'm going to be doing a lot of readings today, and if you call in, be prepared to get a nice little reading. And you can ask anything you want, and depending on how the queue goes, as long as it's not filled up, you know, back to back to back, then I'll be able to get you. And I am going to be coming to 347 first, 229-804, and I'm sure we'll have time to get the other callers that are in queue. And let me see who's in chat today. Let's see. Like I said, for 15 times now, I tried to do the deleting of my show because I've actually been working today, and got up at 8 o'clock this morning and started working. So I don't know. I guess I'm supposed to do the show today. So, well, hello, Cartseer. How are you? And Miss Sierra, thank you for being here. I think I've seen you a couple of times, so thank you for joining the show. And Daytona 4J, I guess that would not have anything to do with Daytona, Florida, or Daytona, the NASCAR place, Daytona. And hello, Mr. Donald Black Fox. Thank you for the book. I really appreciate it. I got it in the mail today, and I am going to start reading it. That's how I'm going to be spending my New Year's Eve, because I was going to go do something tonight, and I haven't heard back from this person. So, yes, this is Courtney, Miss Daytona. I changed my name, and there's a reason. Thanks for Spirit and Donald Black Fox. And anyway, so I'm not sure where Stardove is. So anyway, getting back on track, I had my name changed. But yes, it is Courtney. The original Courtney. And guest, hello, I wonder who you are. 5252. Mountain Diva, hello, nice to see ya. And Simon Swain, hello, honey. And Miss Triscuit, how are you doing? And Unicorn 68, it's been a while since I've seen you, so welcome to the show. I hope you guys enjoy yourself today. I'm going to be playing a lot of music. I'm going to be doing, of course, I know, where is Brightfoot? Somebody get on Skype and try to get her. Just because it says offline doesn't mean that she doesn't have it nearby. So you guys, get our family online. I don't know where they're at. But like I said, I'm going to be doing readings today. We're going to talk about Kuan Yin and Mikhail's Adept and what that means, the spiritual law of attraction and Kuan Yin, letting it go for the new year. So I have an angel invocation, a small little meditation we're going to do today. We're going to be doing some energy work today. And, of course, readings. So it's the last day of the year, everybody. It's December 21. Oh, my goodness gracious. Yes, you can chat me a question. Just chat it. PM me your chat, your reading question. I will be glad to. I'm not going to give you a name over the air, but I will certainly say it. Say your question for your reading. So, yes, you can, honey. So, like I said, for the fifth time, I couldn't delete my show this morning, and I guess I'm supposed to be here. I've been working all day, so I've still got some work to do till about 9 o'clock tonight, so busy I am. So let's see. Let me pick a song. Let's see if I can play some good, cool music for the new year. The last day of the year. I can't believe that. I hope everybody had a good, prosperous year, and I hope everyone has a good, peaceful year. And let's see. I'm going to play. I had some good songs. I don't know where it is. Okay. Okay, here we go, guys. We'll be back in 5 minutes and 15 seconds. I hope everyone likes GNR. I love some GNR. It's been a long time since I've been around any of that GNR stuff. Okay, let's see. I have quite a few people asking questions. Okay, so you guys want to get right into that, that's fine, we can do that. But I do want to talk about Kuan Yin, and I want to talk about Melchizedek first, and then I will get to answering your questions for sure. And I'd like to do my little angel invocation first, of course, as well. And then I'll jump right into answering all the chat questions and all the people in queue. I will for sure get to you. And 374-229 and 804, I am coming to you very soon. Just keep hanging in there. If you hang up, you're going to miss your chances to possibly get a reading. So stay there, and I'll be right there to you. Okay, so I was looking at some of the things what I could talk about today, and before I do that, I do want to talk about my workshop that I have. I have a workshop coming up January 8th, not tomorrow Sunday, but next Sunday, and there's no charge to the workshop, and it's going to be 7 p.m. my time, which I'm out here in Arizona, and it's going to be 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And there's no cost for the workshop. However, you are going to be getting materials for this workshop. And also, if you feel like you'd like to contribute or donate, just go to my website. And I do have a donate button on my services page. And like I said, the workshop does not cost anything. But if you feel like you're learning something and you feel inclined and Spirit speaks to you and says, you know, that you'd like to donate something, then you are more than welcome. If anyone donates, they are in a drawing for a reading, a 30-minute free reading by me at the end of that six-week course. It is 6 weeks of nothing but education and training and getting in one of the best workshops out there. I've taught this before. It goes really well. People seem to like it. And I'm going to be, it's 1 hour every Sunday for 6 weeks. And if you'd like to be a part of this workshop, feel free to send me a private message with your email and your real name. You can send that to me, Stardub, or Brightfoot. You can catch us at any show. Just say I'd like to sign up for the workshop, and we'll put you down and make sure you get the materials. And that way you guys can get an email reminder letting you know that that class is about to start. It'll be on every Sunday for 6 weeks, an hour long, starting January 8th, 7 p.m. my time, 9 p.m. Eastern. The things we're going to be learning is spirituality, about being humble and how to present yourself in a peaceful manner. We're going to be learning just the basics of different types of readings, oracle cards and tarot cards, pendulum, palmistry, psychometry, runes as well. I'll be having special guests on here throughout the 6 weeks. I'm going to also be teaching you guys a little bit about archangels, angels, and spirit guides, if there's a difference, how to call on them, how to use them in everyday life, and paranormal investigations, and good spirits, not so good spirits, positive, negative energy entities, how to do a prayer protection when going on paranormal investigations, the differences between suicide souls and murdered souls, cleansing. I'm going to be talking about intuition and how to be more in tune with your intuition, vocal sensing and energy work, Reiki, chakras, how not to set yourself up for failure, sexual abuse, physical abuse, mental abuse, learning how to cope with that. I will, like I said, be having guests throughout the whole 6 weeks. The different things between clairsentencing, clairvoyance, clairaudience, clairempathy, tangency, what are chakras, how many are there, what stones to use with them, star seeds, light workers, extraterrestrials, walk-in hybrids. I'm going to be talking about UFO and all of that, Anunnaki, extraterrestrial races. I'm going to be talking about awakening, ascension. I'll have a UFO world-renowned lecturer. She does lectures all throughout the country, and she's getting ready to come out with some books as well. She's been working with extraterrestrials, the whole subject, and researching that for about 40 years now. She has spoken everywhere. She's awesome. She's also a psychic medium as well. And I am going to be doing some readings along with my special guest throughout the whole 6 weeks, too. So lots to learn, lots to talk about and discuss throughout the 6 weeks coming up. And like I said, you guys are more than welcome to send me a private message to me, Stardev, or Brightfoot. Okay. Now, with that being said, yes, I'm going to get to you guys. I can get quite a few people that have private messaged me. So I hope everyone's doing well today. If you guys would like to call in, like I said, and get a reading, you're more than welcome. And the reading, you know, you guys are going to be able to get a 5-minute reading each. And the number again is 626-414-3427. And I'm going to go take this song, and we'll be back right after this.
Young, hot, no time to change.
Alrighty. Okay, so I want, before I went to break, I wanted to talk about Melchizedek. And I really like Melchizedek because he talks about spiritual law of attraction. And it's all about what you put in, out there and what you're getting back. The emotions that you're putting out there, what you're getting back. The energy you put out there is what you get back. The energy you present everyone around you is what you're going to get back and who you're going to get back. The more positive thoughts you hold, the more positive energy you're going to get back. And, you know, you can call on him to help any situation or change any situation. You know, this is a situation that you've attracted or visualized or manifested. So, you know, you have the ability to change, like just simply calling on him or thinking about him. Melchizedek is a high priest of the cosmic order. And he serves as being a divine guidance with anyone. And although he has lived on this earth, it's kind of like he was not, it says that he was not born nor did he die. So what I'm feeling is that he's just within spirit. And so, but he's all about giving freedom and forgiveness and creativity and transmutation. And if you're doing a sacred ritual, you can also count on him as well to be there. And it means flame of light, flame of light. So just to give you a little bit of an insight on him. You guys can look him up yourself, but he's an awesome Ascendant Master, and I feel like he's all about spiritual law of attraction. What you put out there is what you guys are going to get back. So just thinking about, you know, if you're going through some hard times and you're not sure how to, you know, deal with certain situations, just remember the energy you put out there is what you're going to get back. So, and then another one is Kuan Yin. I don't know if you guys believe in Kuan Yin or have used Kuan Yin before, but Kuan Yin is all about the art of letting go. If you've been going through some things and you still have them on your mind, it's a good idea to let them go to help you deal with certain situations. Kuan Yin is a Buddhist goddess of compassion, and she hears all prayers. And her deal is she's very loving, she helps with struggle, and she helps to push you and to make things happen. And she helps you let go of struggle and anger. She helps you with, you know, a lot of us, we don't like to forgive. So she helps you. All you have to do is call on her to help you forgive. And she is also, I just looked out the sun setting on the canyon. So pretty here in Sedona. If you have judgment and you like to argue with people just to get your point across and you have a lot of hurt inside, call on her and she can help you let it go. And that's a big thing of this year, you know, getting ready to come into 2012. It's really hard to let things go, especially if there's been people that really have just pissed us off. We want to let that go because it doesn't serve you any purpose if you're still hanging on to any, you know, drama and garbage and ties. And what's happening is, you know, the time is now. People are going through emotional issues. You know, the year of the dragon is 2012, and it's all about emotional, just a lots of emotional pain and sorrow that comes up, especially related from your past life and your incarnation lives and, you know, what's been going on and over the many, 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 many years that you've walked along the plains, and you guys have been carrying this vicious cycle, and you know, your hair has been in your family and your genetic code. So the breaking of the blueprint, cutting of the blueprint or cutting of the cords is a necessary. You have to. And there's a lot of shamanic people out there, shamanic healers that can help you with that. And there's also Native American elders that can help you with that as well. And, you know, simply calling on your angels and saying, okay, angels, I need help with letting go. You know, we're coming into 2012. It's so important to let this go. I was talking about this the other day. A good way to let things go that have either pissed you off or made you sad or made you depressed or hurt or agitation or aggravation is writing it down and then burning it. And then you bury what's left. And that's a very good, very, very good way and to let go of those things that you've had in the past. And then simply I was on the phone earlier with someone today, and she's really mad about her husband. They're going through a divorce now, but her husband and her, they're getting a divorce, and he had an affair with the babysitter, so she had a really serious problem of letting that go. And I told her, I said, I want you to repeat after me. So I told her, I said, you need to repeat after me. I now let this go. And in the beginning, she was very hurt, very upset, and she didn't want to. But after the whole 5-10 minutes of the angel invocations and her repeating after me and prayer and her repeating after me, she finally broke down and cried and cried. And I'm not thankful she cried, but I'm thankful for her letting that go, because that's what people need. And, you know, I told her, you know, you just got to let go, and you got to stand up and quit letting people have power over you. And that's another thing. If people know that they've made you mad, they have that power over you. It's one thing if you're a little sad or they've hurt your feelings. That's one thing, and talking it out and communicating. But it's another if they just, you know, get you so pissed off that, you know, you don't tell them about it, and you present it to them in a not nice way, and in a kind and gentle way. And there's ways to handle situations, and just asking for, you know, you can call on Archangel Shamiel. He can help you with love and presenting things in a more harmonious way, and a more peaceful way. But these are all just things to get ready for 2012, and it's going to be a very emotional year. And the Kuan Yin just means someone who she sees and hears the cries from the human world. And she is always observant and pays attention, always. Okay, so if you guys want to know more about Kuan Yin, you can for sure look her up. I have a few Buddhas myself, so you guys look her up. She really does. You really will do you some good. Okay, so I want to make sure I got that out. Hello, Miss Debbie. I'm glad you're here. I'm glad you're here, honey. Okay, so let's see. I think what I'm going to do is, I hope everyone's having a good day. I'm going to go, well, that was weird. Okay, I'm just keeping up with the people that are calling in, because I've got people that are calling in. Okay, guys, we'll be back in 4 minutes and 11 seconds.
Who's got the instructions?
Thank you.
Alrighty.
Girls, uh-oh, watch out for those weirdos.
We are the weirdos, mister.
We are the weirdos. We are all pretty weird in our own way, right? I think we're pretty damn normal. You know, people say, oh, she's a weird one. No, I'm not. I'm just as weird as I want to be. I am my own individual person. I am my own personality, and I claim my own power. Ha, I can be weird if I damn want to. Right?
Right.
Okay, moving on. So let's do this, guys. We're going to have an angel invocation. Hey, Daytona, I remember you now. Holy crap, it's been a long damn time. Been a long, long time. So I'm so glad you're here. Okay, I want to know where Epic is. I sent her a message, and she hasn't sent me a message back. Okay, so let's do this. I'm going to do this angel invocation, and then I'm going to jump right into the reading. So I do have your chat questions. I'm going to get to those, too, and I do have people holding. So I am going to get you. I know you're 229, sweetie. You're the second person I'm going to get to. Alrighty. So it's going to go like this, 349-229, I'm sorry, 347-229-804-559-559. Don't hang up. I am going to come to you. So, okay. Did you need something?
Yeah, did you not forget about the whole Ashley thing?
I didn't forget about the Ashley thing. Sorry. My daughter's trying to talk to me, and she knows I'm on the air. I'm on the air. Go. Go. I'll see you in an hour.
Mom.
Mom. Oh, my goodness. She's 12. Okay, moving on. Okay, so what I'm going to do is I'm going to get situated, and then I will, yes, you may ask a question, 369, and here. Okay, she's going to have to wait until I go on break next. I'm on air, live on air, in about 10 more minutes. Okay, sorry. They're not understanding that I'm on the air. I said it's going to have to wait. Do any of y'all have kids that when they want something, it has to be now? It can't wait for 5 minutes. They don't understand that it's okay, and it'll be okay. Just hang on tight. Be patient, and good things will come, right? Just be patient. Okay, so I'm going to move on. My computer's froze. I hope it's going to get unfroze. Uh-oh. My computer just went down, I think. This is not what I intended to do. Okay, here we go. Yay. Okay, I think it's coming back on. That was just very, very strange. I guess the spirits are here messing with us. Yeah, it sure is messing with me. Okay. Yes, 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 unicorn. Oh, my gosh. Mine are girls, and they're 15, almost 16, and one is 12, and she'll be 13 next week. And, oh, my goodness, it can't be later. It has to be now. So there's no waiting. Everything has to be now. Okay. Yes, I can answer that question, guest 369, in just a minute. Okay, so let's do this. Let's not chat for the next few minutes, and y'all give me that much respect and hear me out and listen to what we're gonna do. We're gonna we're all gonna surround everyone and each of us, all the listeners, everyone in queue, everybody here listening, with a huge white light. So you guys get you situated. Make sure you're not going to be interrupted. This is not going to take but about 5 minutes. So I'm going to put on moderator chat. Okay. And then, so I hope you guys are ready. Oh, I see my computer's going to act up. Yeah. Okay. I'm just not going to worry about doing the music. I was going to have some Native American music play while I call on the the archangels, and I don't know what it's doing. It's bringing up Skype, and I didn't even do Skype. Okay, so I'm not going to worry about it. Okay, so here we go. If we can have everyone just take a nice deep breath. Get your mind clear, your head focused. Be a little bit grounded. Oh, my goodness gracious. I'm trying to get my computer to work because I want to play this music, and it's just not wanting to do anything right. Hey, is there a computer person in the room? is there a computer person in the room? 347 hung up. Oh, well, I mean, what do I do about it, right? What do you do? Okay. All right, so here we go. I call on Archangel Azrael now. Archangel Azrael, we call upon you to help us with any grief that anyone is going through the holidays. I call on you, Archangel Azrael, now to help remove any blocks that any of us have to help us with our spiritual path. I call on you, Archangel Azrael, now to help hear the guidance of your spirit and to know what we need to do, to have more clarity, to hear what our spiritual path is and our life purpose. I call on Archangel Raguel now to help us create balance and to smooth out any disagreements. I call on you now to help resolve deep-seated issues. Archangel Raguel, I know that all of us are going through these deep-seated issues, and we call on you now to really get to the core of this heartfelt issue, to any of these emotional issues that are causing interference every day. I call on you now to release those issues from us now. I call on Archangel Gabriel now to help connect all the females with our feminine side and all the males with their feminine side as well. I call on you now, Archangel Gabriel, to help us receive any messages from your spirit, to help celebrate our life going into this next year. For those of us that are going through emotional issues now, I call on Archangel Gabriel to help us deal with these now. I call on Archangel Gabriel to help manifest our deepest desires, to cleanse our body, mind, home, and spirit now. I call on Archangel Ariel now to help bring greater harmony into all of our lives, into any of our relationships that are causing us harm or abuse. I call on Archangel Ariel now. I call on you, Archangel Ariel, also to come into our life and bless our home, to help overcome any environmental concerns, any allergies, any chemtrails that are going on now in anyone's area of location. I call on you now to help cleanse and purify our home and body, inner and outer of our body. I call on the ministering angels now to help heal physical, emotional, mental, and spiritual pain, to help us find guidance and direction through this next coming up year so that we know what we need to do, so that we may have better judgment and better intuition and to know what our direction is in life. I call on St. Agnes now to help have greater clarity, physical and spiritual. For those of that are trying to become vegetarians, I feel that there are some of those out here today that are listening to help St. Agnes call on you. I'm now calling on you to help us with that. I call on St. Agnes also now to help heal a broken heart and to connect us with our spirit, to know that what we need to do with our spirit. I call on St. Anna now. I invoke you now to help heal any type of relationship that's causing physical ailments, whether it's sickness or stress or anger or a broken heart. I call on you now. I also call on you now, St. Anna, to help us make decisions and choices through this next year and to help fill us love and that we know you're supporting us. I also call on you now, St. Anna, to help us alleviate any stress. I call on St. Teresa now to help us relieve any headaches and to help have a deeper connection with our spiritual side. I call on St. Joseph now to help us stay safe for those that are traveling throughout the New Year's Eve, so that they know the right thing to do and to help them get home safe. I call on St. Joseph now to help us succeed on the right spiritual path that is chosen for us. And last but certainly not least, I call on Baba G. Baba G, I call on you now to help us overcome any challenge and to realize the power of love and to know that we are going into an emotional year. And I know you, by calling on you, can help us and you can support us when we're going through this hard time, these emotional challenges that the eye of this year is going to bring, the meat of this year and what it means. Now I call on you to help us deal with this issue, this emotional, deep-seated issues that we know that we cannot be in denial about. We have to accept what we've done and move on and know that we own our own power. I call on you now. All righty. Well, I hope that helped a few people. Oh, it's so, so important doing these, especially when you're doing readings, and that way it brings on positive energy, and that way you guys can get a good reading and to help me see clearer. Hello, Fatima. How are you, sweetie? It's been a while. And all the guests, and Simon, and My Destiny, and Mountain Diva, and Mr. Donald Black Fox, and Daytona 4J, and Miss Debbie, and Cardseer, and Trisket, and all the guests again. And let's see who else I need to say hello to. Miss Unicorn again, hello. Thank you guys for hanging out with me on this New Year's Eve. Okay, so we're going to start with the questions. Let me grab my pen and paper, and let's see, what cards do I want to do today? I'm going to get my creative visualization out, I feel, and the angel cards and ascendant master oracle card. Okay. Alrighty. I'll play that one just for you, Tristan. I have it already, and I'll play it for you. Just for you, honey. Okay, so let's do this. Let's go to Donald. No, yes. No, not that. Hang on, Donald. I'm going to get to you, honey. Okay, so I have a question. I'm not going to give names over the air. I'm just going to simply answer your questions. Okay. I'm going to do a chat, and then I'll do in queue. Question. So if you're on the line in queue, hang on. I'm going to get to you. I'm just going to do a chat, and then I'll go to the phone. Chat, and then I'll go to a phone. Okay. It says, can you tell me about my 2012? When do you see me getting a job and any other important information that you can give me? Okay. Oh, my God. Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness. I see a lot of drama around you. I see a lot of drama that's holding you back from being the true person that you need. This year has been a really tough year for you, especially with finances. You know, the economy, the economy has gotten so bad for all of us. It's been very hard for all of us, and it's hard for you getting out of this financial rut. However, I do see you getting a job. Have you thought about changing careers? And since you're in chat, I'm not able, I guess if you can send me confirmation about that, but I feel like you're getting ready to change careers, altogether careers. So good luck with that, and I'm going to pull a card for you, though, okay? Let's see. And I was going to delete my show today. Oh, mercy, I've got to get back to work after this. I'll be working at 12 o'clock midnight unless I go out. Okay. Oh, my goodness, law of attraction is for you. All right, sweetie, this is what you mean. This is what this card means. I was talking about it earlier, and it says, law of attraction, relationships and activities that you once enjoyed are now changing as you become more sensitive and aware of energies. Just think about it like this. Whatever you put out there is what you're going to get back. So if you're putting negative energy out there and you're putting drama and you're feeding into all this crap and the people that are coming to you, you're listening and you're really getting yourself involved with all that and you're not setting yourself straight and you're not putting yourself first as far as letting them know hey, I'm not down for that, okay? So if you're here to cause me drama and give me issues yourself, sorry, I've got to watch that because I cannot allow myself to get depressed, stressed out because I'm trying to help you and comfort you. So just know that there has to be a balance, you know? You deserve your own power and you deserve your own energy, your own positive energy. So just remember what you put out there is what you're going to get back. Okay, so I'm going to go to, I'm going to scratch that one out, and I'm going to scratch that one out. So 229's first, then 84804, and then 239 and 951. So don't hang up. I am going to get to you. So 229-804-239 and 951. Okay, so 229, you're next, and then I'll take the next chat question. Hello, how are you?
I'm very good. How are you?
I'm doing actually pretty well. It's New Year's Eve. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you, too.
It's been a long time. So when are you coming to Sedona?
Oh, yeah. You want me out there, don't you?
Sure, why not? I want everybody to come and be in this beautiful, beautiful place.
Actually, that's my second favorite place in the world. So
I know. You know, I remember talking when you were talking to us and we were on Sears' show. And you were telling me about, oh, you got to see this and you got to see that. And we were just on our way out here. And, you know, then I came back. Y'all went back to Georgia. And then I moved back out here, you know, a month later. So, you know, I'm living here in the VOC in the village. And it's been really crazy here. And the energy's great. And I really, 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 really do like it. So I live right next to Bell Rock and Castle Rock.
Very cool. I'm so glad to hear your daughters are out there.
Yes, they are, finally. They've been out here a month now, so.
Oh,
yeah.
Cool. Very
yeah.
cool. So tell me all the great things that are going to happen in my life in this new year.
Well, what's going on with the relationship? Because I feel like you either just met someone or you're getting ready to get rid of one, and there's someone new coming. There's something going on with a relationship with you. Is there someone you're looking for?
No. I don't know what's going on with my relationship.
No. I feel like that's going to be changing. Year's going to be a time for change with that.
I feel like it is changing already. But you know something, I'm going to unconditionally love her forever. So,
right.
I mean, really, I am going to. I feel like our love is something that was unconditional, and it's like one of those loves that it's a soulmate for eternity. And what we have shared has been so deep. And I don't think you can stay on that deep level forever. At least I don't, you know, it appears that you can't.
Right. Well, you know, it's very, very hard to find someone that is completely connected to you, such as a soulmate or a twin flame. And you know, they say twin flames are the one you're supposed to be with forever, but sometimes that always doesn't happen. You know, there are some things that they're just there for, you know, temporary to help you change and help you see who you really need to be. And then some things happen where the universe says, you know what, your time's up. Time to move on and have, you know, find someone else, if that's even what you're supposed to do, because I know that Sedona will make you face some horrible things and then make you face some good things. And let me tell you, this last 10 months, it's been rough and it's been hard.
Oh, any kind of change like that. Yeah, you know, I'm hoping to Florida, so, you know, I'm interested in, you know, I'm still heading to Florida. I've been heading to Florida for a year.
No, be careful about that Florida thing.
Yeah, I don't have any fear there. I know I'm supposed to be there. I'm moving to Celebration.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. That's what I always say. Okay.
So,
that's what I'm feeling, though. I feel like there's someone different for you coming, and I definitely feel like there's a big, big change going on right now with this relationship. So, you know, and I will tell you this, have no fear, okay? That's the first thing. Second thing is you're completely on the right path. That's what I was told.
Yeah, I feel like that. But do you see me getting to Florida very soon, or, you know? Or what can I do
to be honest, to be honest, sweetie, I do not see you going to Florida, honey. Sorry, I'm just the messenger. I don't see it.
I know. Don't worry. Those are all things, you know. We all have choices, and even if, you know, you say that, I can choose tomorrow to be in Florida if I want. You know,
that's
great. Right. But, yeah, I want to try to do things the right way. So, you know, if the universe is saying no, then what am I supposed to be doing here in the middle of North Carolina?
What is this book that I'm hearing? Have you thought about writing a book?
I'm not talented enough to write a book.
You know what? Why do you do that to yourself? Don't do that to yourself.
I don't feel like I have the ability. I've already tried.
Yes, you do. You have as much ability as you need to have to write this book. I really feel like you're writing a book. You're writing a book.
Are my guides going to give me the book? Because I know I'm intelligent and everything, but I just feel like my, muse is music. It always has been. I've written some great music. I mean, I've really transformed this year into some really quality music. So, I'm looking for next year to, by June, to have a new CD. You know,
yay. Well, let me tell you something. I drew a card for you, okay? And you know what the card is? You know what the card I drew? Books.
No.
Your life purpose involves writing.
Well, music. I write music.
Well,
maybe do a book of music.
That's okay.
A music.
And so do it.
Well, I mean, I already have a book of music. It's just not published.
Okay, so what are you waiting for, right? Right?
Well, I would like my music to take off so that I could, so my music would be valuable in a book.
It is going to be valuable. Don't you believe that? You have faith in that, right?
Yes, I do, 100%.
That's right. That's right.
No, I have 100% faith in that. So,
Well, yay. I'm so glad to hear from you, though. It's been so long.
I really love you and miss you. And, you know, I'm glad that you're doing better. Did you go to Europe?
That's strange. That's strange. No.
Oh.
No.
Okay. Mm-mm. I just wondered. Okay. Sometime we'll have to talk.
That's for sure. Yes.
So,
well, I'm gonna put you back in queue. You gonna hang on, or you want me to hang up?
I'm on the computer too, so I will. You can hang me up. Thank you very much for the read.
You're welcome, baby. Take care.
Happy New Year. And blessings.
Thank you.
And I
sent you a I sent you a private message again.
Okay. Thank you so much.
Okay, sweetie. Take care.
Okay, bye.
Oh, my goodness. I have not talked to him in forever. I was talking to him when when I was on my way out to Sedona the first time with Taylor, and I was on Seers of the Soul, her show. It was back in March, so it's been almost a year. So it's so nice to see people doing well. Okay, so I'm going to go to a chat question, and I'm going to see if I can put this energy out here. I feel like I need to get a chat question from someone. I'm just going to put some energy out there for just a minute. I'm going to see if this person, he or she, sends me a private message. There's someone that's wanting to see this person. There's someone from the other side that wants to talk. It's trying to come through. So, okay, so let's see if that person gives me a message. Okay, so I'm going to go to this person. It says, that's funny. Okay, moving on. Okay. this person wants to know, how does my music look for me in 2012? Well, first of all, I'm going to tell you that there's going to be six new small artists that are going to be coming to you, but by time everything's said and done, they get pretty big, and they get, it's pretty fast that they get big. Six new artists, six, yes, S-I-X, six. So you're going to be very, very, very busy, and it's going to be very prosperous. I do feel like there's a lot of things going on, evolving music, new artists coming your way. I also feel, though, that you're going to be moving. You're going to be moving. I don't know why. I'm just the messenger. So, and I'm hearing move, move, move. And I was just told to pull a raven card for you. So I'm going to pull a raven card for you. Okay. Do 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 do. Okay. All right, give me 1 second, sweetie. I just saw your message, so I will get to you. I'm going to get to 804 in the queue, and then I'll go to a chat question, and then 239-951 and 416, and I will get to you guys. Okay. So, I'm going to pull a card in reference to this reading. Oh, nice. Okay. This is for the one that wanted to know about music. Go to the wellspring that is waiting to flow, then ask it to do just that. To me, that means a lot of abundance coming, a lot of abundance coming, and have confidence that you know that it's going to be a lot better year health-wise, too. I feel like there's some health stuff going on with you. Just know that that'll be okay this year, nothing to be too seriously worried about. Okay, so I hope that helped you, and now I'm going to go to, it's kind of hard managing the switchboard and chat at the same time. Okay. I'm going to go to a Q person. Let's see. Oh, my goodness. I'm going to get to you guys. 206. Okay. All right, so the next caller I'm going to get is 804. 804. Hey, where's Chris when you need her, right? Oh, my goodness. 804. Hello, 804. Hello.
Hi, how are you, Courtney? A happy New Year to you. I hope it'll be a wonderful year for everyone.
Oh, well, thank you. Who is this and where are you calling from?
My name is Hugh. I'm in Virginia, and I wanted to see if...
Oh, hey, Hugh.
...what I'm trying to manifest will bless mankind. I'm working on a very big mission and vision, and also just now at the tail end of this year, I empowered the word joy, and there's a hidden meaning in it, and you find that by creating a word from each of the letters in the word joy, and the hidden meaning is Jesus optimizes you. So now you can take all your fear and put it in the hands of Jesus and move into the new year just with love in your heart, and it should be wonderful. And also for a New Year's resolution, it's so simple and easy. Take two words, and for the whole year, every day when you get up, choose whether you're going to choose fear or love. And if you choose fear, you can switch it to love. And at the end of the year, see how you made out.
That's right. A lot of people have the thing of, oh, well, I'm scared, or I don't know what's going to happen. Why worry about what's going to happen? It's okay. You just have to have trust and faith that things are happening exactly as the universe wants you to have them to happen, you know?
Exactly.
Okay, well, I'm going to pull a card for you, honey. 1 second. Oh, the three cards came right on out. The first one is retreat into nature. How long has it been since you've been outside or have went on a retreat vacation or spent some time at a park or in the Indian Mounds or something? How long has it been since you've been out and about?
Well, I'm basically disabled in an independent senior apartment, but I do get out as often as I can to just walk and be in nature.
Good. That's very, very, very important. You're going to be able to hear clearer and see things clearer, too. Now, let me tell you this. I don't know why I'm picking up you moving. Have you started looking for a new place, or have you thought about, it'd be better if I was over here in this place? Have you said this out loud or thought it?
I have a vision of something I would like to have eventually. I don't know if that's coming to the forefront, but it will probably take quite a bit of money, but that's also something that I think is coming too because of the many big things I'm putting out there.
Well, there's some good stuff coming to you for sure. You know, there's always good stuff coming for everybody. And, yes, Chris, if you want to come on and help, sweetie, that would be awesome. That would be great, Chris. I would really appreciate it. Oh, mercy me. But, you know, if for me to say, oh, everybody's going to have a good year, you know, you're going to have this, you're going to have that, it would be very generic to say. So I'd like to be more specific and to tell you that I do feel the vision that you have going on, the universe knows about it, and your prayers are going to be answered. And I will tell you this, the end of June, early July, you will have that vision answered, your prayers answered, and that vision come to fruition for sure. Now, I will tell you this. And Elmora is an ascendant master about protection, and he wants you to clear and shield your energy.
All right.
Okay. Yeah, there's some people around you that are not for their own good, so to speak, you know.
Yeah, I went through some of that this year, and I was dealing with one, I think, who has some mental issues, but It's very unfortunate. I do send her light and love, but she was starting to project things onto me that weren't in my truth, and I wouldn't have that. So.
Yeah. Now, let me ask you this. Why is there another male on the other side? It's an older male. He's on the other side. Could this be your dad or your grandfather? Because there is a male that's trying to say, keep up the good work. You finally know what you need to do. The opportunity will soon present itself. Keep believing. Keep having faith. This is such a good turnaround that you're doing, and he's very, very proud of you. He never got to tell you how proud he was, but now he is very, very proud of you, and he wants to know that you need to keep your vision alive and be strong and know that it is going to happen.
That's
he's
gotta,
very vocal.
Yeah, that's got to be my father. He never really had the best relationship as far as teaching me, but from things that I've observed, I learned lessons on my own, and that's why he's proud, so that he can see the things that he put me through. Even though they may have been negative, have now turned positive. So I thank you for that information.
Oh, you're welcome. He says, keep up the good work. He's so proud of you. You know, like I said, he says he's never told you as much as he wanted to, and he's so sorry for the abandonment issue. I don't know what that means. He's saying he's very sorry for this. So just know that he's on the other side telling you he's very apologetic and sincere with his true words from his heart.
Well, I understand, and everybody in different, decades, there's different things that we go through, and, you know, his was Second World War and pre-Second World War, so it was a whole different time, and I understand all that because there's so much knowledge that has come to the forefront in all different areas, and that's my expertise is creative utilization of information. That's what I'm working on. I'm bringing spirituality into global economics and combining it with unconditional love to bless mankind.
Mm-hmm. Well, yay. Okay.
Thank you so much. And a happy new year,
uh-huh.
And I hope it's
prosperous
and healthy and wonderful for everyone.
Oh, well, thank you. Thank you. All right, sweetie, you take care, okay?
Thank you.
Right. Okay, thank you, honey. All righty, Chris.
Hey, Court. How you doing?
Oh, thank you.
You're welcome. It's my pleasure. So, okay, I don't want to interrupt what you're on a roll there, woman. So,
when spirits
speak,
that, yeah. Oh my goodness.
Yeah, I know, right? Well, you got that next caller, and I'll pick it up from there, okay?
Okay, sweetie. Okay, so we're going to go to, actually, it was, I need to get a chat question because we did a queue, we did a caller.
All right.
So I'm going to do a chat. Okay. So let's see. Do. I don't know if she's still here. Let me check the chat because I want to move on. If she's not, she left before I can answer her chat question.
Oh, darn. That happens. People
oh, no,
get
no, she's in here. Wait a minute.
Okay.
Oh, she's
okay.
in here.
Okay.
She needs to redo her question. I can't. I think I
okay.
accidentally.
Okay. Take a
okay,
deep breath.
I'll send. Oh, send question again, please. I accidentally hit close out before I can get the question. Okay, so let's go to this person is seeking energy healing for the little for a little four-legged friend. So what I'm going to do is just simply I'm going to call on Archangel Raphael. I'll call on Archangel Raphael now. I invoke him to lay his healing hands on this four-legged little friend and know that Archangel is placing his healing hands exactly where the pain and the issue is and to help calm the little girl down. So I call on him now.
I'm sending
okay,
Reiki,
so,
too.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. Okay, I feel like the chat is lit up in like a Christmas tree. Okay, so I'm going to get that next caller, which is 839. No, 839. Where the hell did I get 839 at? 239. 239.
Oh. Yeah, well, 839 was the first three letters of my mom's phone number. So maybe it's the mom on the other side. At
what
talk to someone.
Right. Wow. Started
with 839.
Well, wow. Okay. How are you, sweetie?
Okay. You know, I was at the and I was asking where you were, and people said, oh, she ran away with a man.
Oh, hey, Miss Mountain Diva, can you put the radio on? Mute the show on mute because I am hearing an echo and me double talk.
Oh, I wasn't even in the room with the computer, so you might
that's
be getting
weird.
So,
yeah.
Okay.
Go ahead with your question.
I'm in California, and I just got here. I follow the voice of the spirit. I mean,
before you say anything else, sweetie, I don't mean to interrupt you, but I have to say it when they're speaking. Okay, you feel like you've not made the right decision because things aren't going the way as planned. I'm here to tell you that you did make the right decision and things are going to be turning out exactly how they need to be turned out. The universe is hearing and God is hearing what you're praying about, and it will come to fruition. I will tell you this. I feel like your finances are going to be getting a lot better because there's a new job coming for you. A lot better job, okay?
Oh, wow. Well, right now I'm working for my home, so, yeah, there's really no, not earning money, but you're working to live.
Yeah.
You know, I lived
well, no, that
five times before I decided where I was going to stay, and then I found the person that needed a nurse's help because it got too cold. But living on Ventura Beach was kind of fun. And, I did meet one person who was from Hollywood, a woman that works at Burbank. Is that somebody I might be in?
I'm hearing you made the right choice. I'm hearing a strong no, and no with this person.
Yeah, I didn't give her my email or website or anything, but she pretended like she'd seen my car in a fatal accident, and she was surprised to see me, and she was glad to see me because they knew that I was on the beach for a month riding because I've been riding, and people were asking where I was because I moved into this place where I am. So I quit hanging out on the beach. So everybody missed me. And then a car just went flying in an accident. So anyway, that's how I met her. She was trying, how come you're still alive? That kind of
right.
thing.
Right.
But,
right.
Okay, so I won't go back to meet her anymore. Well, you said meeting somebody or doing something to make more money. And she was all I could think about.
Yeah, no, dude. I am pulling a card for you right now, though, as we speak. So give me just 1 second. Shuffling the cards, seeing what I need to do. Who's on the east side, honey?
Who's on the east side?
Uh-huh. Who's on the east coast?
East
Mom
coast,
says
like
you
South
know
Car-
she... Go ahead.
Like South Carolina? That far east?
Like east coast, yes. Yes, who's on the east coast?
If you draw a straight line from Ventura, California, you probably get to around South Carolina. Yeah, I know somebody there who's important to me, but he's in a relationship with a woman, and it just seems like we didn't make it together.
Okay, well, let me tell you this. Don't put that out of your head, okay?
I won't. I've been craving getting my sword out of the car and sneaking it into my room. He gave me the sword for the last 2 days.
Aww.
So he is trying to communicate with me. But you know what?
For
he's
sure,
got a woman,
yeah.
He's got a woman that's got him wrapped, and he's financially doing well with her. So.
Yeah, well.
Yeah,
I
did kind of give up.
Oh, no. Don't. Not yet. I feel like something's coming to fruition. The card that I pulled was Flow of Prosperity. So know that your finances is well on its way, and you're going to be just fine with your finances. Your house, did you say you were trying to sell your house? Because I feel like you're trying to sell your house, and you will sell it around May. Are you trying to? Didn't I hear you say you were?
Oh, I sold my house in 2000. No, I'm dealing with people that need help. You know, medically. I'm a nurse. But
what
I'm
is
holistic.
That about?
It's
That's
about
weird.
When you give everything up. When you give everything up to follow the spirit, you just got to go where you end up. I left
That's
Indianapolis.
That's right, you do.
I left Indianapolis and went to Sedona for 11-11, and I was there for about 15 days. Sedona
oh,
didn't do
you
should have
looked me up.
I tried to. I told you. They said you ran away with somebody.
Oh, my God. What?
I met the Indian man that you were supposed to be doing some web work with for.
The Indian man.
Yeah, you know.
Brian, I think.
Yeah, the brother-in-law of people that are there. The dome houses.
Oh, yeah, Bracken.
Well, I met the Indian, and he... He did
oh
Reiki on me.
Gosh.
He said he did Reiki on you, and you ran away with another man.
What the hell is he talking about?
You're gonna have
here,
to look him up.
Oh my gosh, these people!
So
I tell you, man.
Rumor at the coffee shop.
Oh wow! Alrighty, no,
yeah.
I'm here in Sedona. I'm not leaving Sedona anytime soon. The card that I also picked was detached from drama. So just be careful that, you know, don't let these people be psychic vampires to you, okay, honey?
The people that I'm working for or who?
I think it's more your friends, not the people you're working for. Just be careful.
Okay. Well, they're not really my friends. They were just people that hung out on the beach, too. Then they're writers,
okay.
People who work at NBC Burbank, and they come to Ventura Beach after work. Because it'll be fun. So, you know, all kinds of people hang out there in California.
Yeah.
Like to hear crash the shore. That's the whole thing.
Well,
about.
Look
here
me up when you come back to Sedona.
Well, you think I'll be back there? They weren't very friendly. The rocks were, though. I mean, I fell in love with them.
Oh, shoot. My phone is dying. Oh, goodness gracious.
I better go.
Okay. Well, we're going to move on to the next
Thanks.
Caller, but I really appreciate
Thanks.
You calling, and it's nice to talk
I'm glad
to you.
You're still there.
And all right, sweetie, thank you.
Whoops, sorry.
Oh shoot!
Sorry,
hey, Chris.
I miss you. Yeah, yeah.
I've got to call
back
on my cell. Okay.
I got your back. Well,
oh,
please stand by.
I know, right? My phone's dying. I'm trying to find my cell phone. Ah, oh, here it is. Okay, I'm hanging up, and then I'll call back in on my cell phone.
Okay. All right. Well, we're just so we're just gonna go do 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 do, and Courtney's gonna get right back here. Isn't it funny that I get online with her just when she's gonna need somebody here, but she would have probably had time to hit play on a song, and I don't know, I'm just wondering if there's a real short song here that, because by the time I find the song, she's probably gonna be back in. Peace on Earth, I don't know if that's a song or just music. Lordy, Lordy, Lord, that's a long song. Well, how the heck is everybody? Guns N' Roses, sweet, that's a long song too. Good grief. I do not see any decent short songs here. Elvis, Sweet Caroline, 2 minutes 33.
Where it began, I can't begin to know, but then I know it's growing strong. Oh, was in the spring, and spring became the summer. Who'd have believed you'd come along? Hands, touching hands, reaching out. Tonight, and it don't seem so lonely. We fill it up with only two. And when I hurt, hurting runs off my shoulder. How can I hurt when holding you? Oh, touching warm. Touching me, touching you. Oh, sweet Caroline, the time never seems so good.
Entered the building. Anyways, my boss has asked me to do a fast shout out, and then she's going to get ready to go. And so, welcome and thank you to all of the following people for being here. Card Seer, and Happy New Year to y'all too, and hope you're all going to enjoy a safe new year and a beautiful, beautiful 2012. Card Seer is here, and so you let some crazy person called Curious Listener come in here, Courtney. What's going on with that? We have Dee Selby, welcome. Daytona J, write a 300-page song, man. I keep trying to tell you. Donald Black Fox is here, and he's the CEO of Spirit Wind Records. And a few guests, several guests. I Am Epic, Mountain Diva, My Destiny, Nettie Loves Alley, and Old Pate, or is that Old Pate? And PTA Ma, or Patama. And nobody ever has straightened me out on how to say that properly. And Rosebud, I'll just say. Wasn't there a horse, Rosebud. There was, I don't know, like if it was a racing horse or what, Rosebud. Sherry 11, how you doing, Sherry? And Simon Swain and Trisket 17 and Unicorn 68 is here. So there you go. Welcome, everybody. And back to you, boss.
I don't know about all that. Wow. Well, welcome, everyone. Hey, Chris, thank you so much. You popped in at just the perfect time. See what I did?
I know, right?
Okay, so I'm going to answer a chat question, and I will answer. I don't understand that right there. I don't understand that statement. So I think that just might be a statement. Okay. Let's see. I'm trying to get through all these PMs. I have like 10 PMs, and I'm okay. This person wants to know what he or she, I believe it's a she, needs to work on. Okay, the first thing that comes to me is clearing. I'm hearing clearing. You need to clear what has happened this last year. These last 12 months are really deep-seated into you, and I really feel like Spirit is trying to tell you and been showing you signs that you need to learn from your experiences and learn from your mistakes that you've made this year. It's been really tough with all the things that's coming at you and coming at you at once, and you live life way too seriously, way too serious, way. I'm hearing calm down. Get adequate sleep because you're not sleeping well, and just take a deep breath. Step back and reevaluate what's happened to you this year and learn from it. And I am hearing that you're way overdue to go to the water. You're way overdue for a beach trip or just being by some lake or river or something. The person that just sent me a message, I'm hoping for a reading. If you can call in, that would be great, because it's really generic when you say, I'm hoping for a reading, unless you'd like to ask it. There you go. She knew what I was going to ask for. Okay, so let's go ahead with the next caller, baby.
All right, we got area code 804. Who have I got here, please? 804, you are live on the air.
I think I got Hugh. That was Hugh, I think.
Oh, that's you? Okay, Hugh, can you press 1 on your button? Well, here, actually, what I'll do is put his name in there and say done. And that's what you get for coming late to the party. Anybody else who's already had... thanks, Hugh. Thank you, Hugh. Anybody else who's in queue, and if we've gotten to you, go ahead and press 1, and that'll take you back off queue. And we're coming to 416 now, then. And as soon as it stops spinning, 416, how you doing?
Hi, good, thank you.
Who
my name's Kimberly.
Hey, Kimberly,
and happy
ahead.
New Year. And I'm just calling about what 2012 is going to look like with, you know, for my work and my vision.
Okay, first of all, I'm going to ask you about a mail that's on the other side. Is your dad passed, son?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay, give me 1 second. You guys were very close, yes?
Well, there's another guy who passed that is not my father, so I don't know which one you mean.
Okay, give me just 1 second.
Sure.
Who's the guy that's got dark brown hair?
I think that's JP. Jean-Pierre.
He's tall, too. He talks with an accent or some very... I don't know if it's very deep south or Australian, New Zealand, maybe a California accent or a north accent. He talks with an accent.
Hmm.
Very, very strong presence. Very strong.
Very strong presence. He was French.
Okay. I'm getting that he's into gardening. I'm hearing gardening, plants, flowers, green. I'm sorry?
Oh, I'm not sure. My dad was a farmer. I'm not sure who it is, but my dad didn't have an accent.
Okay, could be both of them that's around, and because I'm getting so much information. I'm getting a boat. I'm getting water. I'm getting fishing. I'm getting he's very adamant about telling you, good job, you finally succeeded, about time. You always knew you had it in you, but you've always had this fear of failure. He's making me very emotional. He's saying, good job. He's so proud of you. And keep your head up, and things are going to be really good for you this year. He's sending you white doves, too. Have you been seeing white doves, white or gray doves?
No, but I better be watching.
Yeah, for sure, because those are just messages. And listen, when you see one, listen. Just close your eyes and say, what do I need to know? Listen, he's being very, very clear about that, okay?
Yes.
Okay.
I think it's JP.
Okay.
Yeah.
What's the fishing in water? Did he live around water, or always went out on the boat, or was in the Navy, or what is that I'm picking up?
Oh, that I don't know what that is.
Mhm. Okay. Well, I'm getting water, and I'm getting very proud of you. And about time. He always knew you had it in you. You should have tried a long time ago, but that's okay. You had a lot of challenges to overcome. A lot of challenges. You had a big fear that you had to let go of.
Mm-hmm.
So good job. That's good job. This next year is going to be very profitable for you. I don't know if you think about, have you thought about going to school and doing some type of business to open your business, or do you have your own business now?
I do. Yes, I have my own, and I wanted to relaunch it now.
Okay, good. I'm hearing that you need to hit a bigger market.
Yes.
Okay. This song just came to me. I don't know if you've ever heard of it. And you guys, listeners, you're going to have to help me out. Chris, you might have heard of it. It goes back to, like, the Vietnam War. It was played a lot. And, oh, my gosh. It's not "We Gotta Get Out of Here." I hear it. He's playing it in my head. It's a guy singer.
Do you even know one line of the song?
I'm trying. He's giving me the, it's not like war, what is it good for? Not that. Oh, gosh, it'll come to me. I just know it's got a good, oh, damn it.
Sing it, girl. channel that song.
You can do it. Was your dad or was JP or your dad in the Vietnam War? Because it came right out in that era. You know, it was a very, very popular war song.
No, they weren't in that era, but, I mean, they weren't in the war.
This song is very, very, very important. It's a big ties into who this is. Okay. I hate that I don't know the damn name. I don't know enough to even bring you a couple of words of it. Crap.
Okay.
Okay. Well, just know that this year is going to be, the song won't leave my head now. Stop it. You've got to give me more than that. Just know that this year is going to be really good for you and your business is going to go great, okay?
And I will have work in the meantime while I do this?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you.
Okay.
All right, Kimberly. Good luck and Happy New Year to you.
Happy New Year. Thank you both.
Take care. All right. Next time, just sing it, woman.
Okay. It's coming to me, Chris. Hang on. It's coming to me. Give me 1 second. You talk for a second. I'm going to put the phone down.
All right.
All right.
Now I'm... if I even had one line to go on, like I'm the king of one lines, you know. hey, Unicorn,
okay,
there probably isn't... Okay, what?
It's something like, I'm not the fortunate one. Dun.
Oh, yeah, dun. The fortunate one. The fortunate son. Fortunate son? Fortunate son.
I ain't
son,
the fortunate maybe. One or something like that. Damn.
I think that song might be called Fortunate Son. I could Google it or try. In the meanwhile,
yeah. I don't know what that meant. But
and then if I can find it, is it Creedence Clearwater Revival Fortunate Son?
I ain't no fortunate.
I think that's the one. I think that's, yeah, I think that's the one. That's the one. I'm pretty sure that's the one. And so anyways, hey, hang on 2 minutes here. Unicorn, I do believe that we'll have enough time. There's only two other callers here. So, Unicorn, if you want to call in, we can get you in. And so now Kimberly's done. Hey, Kimberly, can you press 1 on your phone, please? And that would be just great. If not, no big deal. Thanks. And,
hey, Chris?
Yeah?
Do you have a show coming up? Can you, if we go over about 15 minutes, can you stand around?
Oh, I'm good. I'm fine. Yeah.
Okay.
I'm fine.
Okay.
My show is not until 1 a.m. Eastern. So it's like another 4 hours away, and I don't have to be anywhere for a couple hours except to rest my foot again. It's starting up again on me. But anyways, let's move on. Yes.
Yeah. Let's do it.
All right. 315, you are live on the air. Who have we got?
Yes. How are you tonight?
Pretty darn good. How about you?
Good, thank you. My name's
awesome.
Annette.
Hey, Annette. Go ahead.
I was wondering if you could give me a general reading, please, with my relationship.
Okay. Tell me your name, honey.
Annette.
Hey, Miss. Is it Annette or Minette?
Annette.
Okay. Okay. 1 second.
Oh,
oh
my
goodness.
Wow. What's
what
that sound? Okay, it's better now.
Oh, okay.
No. okay, that's the caller's. That's the caller. I got the caller muted now. I'm not sure if that's just crazy static on the line, or Annette, maybe you're scraping against your microphone with something, but anyways, I'll unmute again and see what happens. Okay, we're back. Okay, Annette.
Hello? Yes,
yeah,
honey,
we're back.
We're here. Yeah, we're here, baby. Okay, first of all, I'm going to tell you that I'm getting a very strong no about relationship. Are you in one now?
I went through a breakup, but he's
yeah.
communicating me again?
No, do not do that. A lot of people know that how I read, and I'm going to tell you exactly what I'm picking up, okay? I'm going to tell you.
Okay.
I don't sugarcoat it, so I'm going to tell you exactly what I'm feeling. Spirit is saying, no, back away now. Don't go through it again. Why would you put yourself through that? You're setting yourself up to failure. All you're going to do is get heartbroken and lied to. Do not give this person a second chance. I'm getting a strong warning, no, like a red neon sign. No, you deserve so much better.
Okay. Do you see something in the future with anybody that I'm in contact with right now?
Before I answer that question, is there someone in your family expecting a new baby? Because I'm being told there's a healthy pregnancy coming or is going on, and the baby will be healthy and it'll be a little girl. Do you know who I might be talking about?
Yes, my daughter just started artificial insemination.
Oh, yay! Yeah, she will have a beautiful baby, healthy baby girl. Okay.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome. You're welcome. And I do feel like the baby will be, I will feel like she will get pregnant in the next 3 months for sure, okay?
Yeah, she's starting her pregnancy thing this month, actually.
Okay. All right, so this relationship. I'm not hearing you're ready for a relationship. I'm hearing that you need to clear and let go of some things that's going through, you know, that you're holding on to. Do you feel like you're still bitter from this last relationship? Because I'm feeling that you need to let it go.
There was a lot of family, a lot of his family got involved instead of staying out of it, and it caused a lot of problems.
Yeah. You know what? You ever heard the words good riddance?
Yeah.
Okay, you need to say this, and you need to say to yourself, it is not my fault, I let go now. And wash your hands clean and move on, because there's something bigger and brighter just on the horizon. And I will tell you this also, you will not be spending summer alone.
I won't be spending the summer alone?
No, you will not.
Okay, that's good.
Yeah.
Because I've had a lot of heartache the last year. Can you tell me anything from the spirit side?
I have a male on the spirit side that would like to say hello to you.
Okay. Do you have an idea who it is?
Hey, Annette, do you have some background noise going on there?
It was probably my furnace. It's a high efficiency furnace. Is it better
okay,
right now?
Keep, Well, we keep getting a you know, sort of noise, and if you can't hear it, we always say, like, whoever can't hear it is the source. But it sounded almost like, you know, like a race car going, like a little kid's race car going around the race car track, like, and just like every now and then going by, you know, just passing by, and like just like this sort of noise. But anyway, I'll shut up now.
That's okay. I have a high
Everybody's freaking out. Everybody's freaking out in the chat room thinking, like, that somebody called Curious Listener is hacking the room or something like that's going on. So I'm just saying, no, the noise is coming from a net side somewhere, either the line or something. I'm going to go back and check this. I'm going to go back and check this audio after through Audacity and see if it's an EVP or see what it
is. Okay. Annette? Who is the person that fished with cane poles?
Who fished?
I'm sorry, honey?
Like this, who did that?
Who fished with cane poles? I'm seeing cane poles and fishing, like in the back old river type of thing, a little bitty boat and water and river and a small little lake, or there's something body of water, and I'm seeing a cane pole, and I'm seeing a short guy with a cane pole.
I have no idea. That was
See what, honey? I'm sorry.
That would probably be before me. You know, I don't remember any. My father used to like to fish, but I don't remember him with a cane pole. He used to have a fishing pole, you know.
Well, I want you to think about it because he's showing me a cane pole, and I'm getting the initials. I'm getting a D, and I'm getting an R, so I don't know if his first name started with an R or his first name started with a D or it's a very strong-sounding D or R. What was your dad's name or last name?
James Lepanto.
I'm sorry?
James Lepanto.
Okay, no DR, okay, or no RD. Okay, this person, I'm getting initials of an R and a D, or a D and a R.
My grandfather's name was Robert Clark, and my other grandfather's name was Joseph Lepanto.
Okay. There's a D. I'm getting. There's a D name attached to this. Okay. I'm not getting too much from the other side, but just that, and it's not coming in clear enough because it doesn't resonate with you. So I'm not going to be just pulling strings out of my, you know, out of my ass. And I want to be.
Bleep.
I want to have complete clarity, and it's just not coming clear enough to me. So that's the only thing that I did get is a D and an R or an R and a D. Or it could be that it's two separate people, like a Robert, and then there's a Dean or there's a David or a Donald or something. But I am getting there's an R and a D or a D and then there an R. So if it comes to you and we're still back on air, you're more than welcome to call back in or chat it. Okay, honey?
Yeah. Only thing I can think of, you said it was with a B, and I had a great grandmother. Her name was Belle.
No, a D, baby. D as in David.
Oh, D and oh, okay. Nope, can't think.
Okay.
All righty.
Okay, sweetie. Hi. Thank you.
Happy New Year, Annette.
Happy New Year, and I'm sorry about the sound on my side. I think it was my
not
furnace.
To worry. Not to worry. Get next time, get high efficiency, low noise. Anyways, I'm just teasing you. You take good care, Annette.
Okay, hon. Thank you so much.
All right. Bye-bye. Okay. And so there's just one more sitting here, Courtney. So want to just go get at it?
Yeah. Fatima had a... I think she was trying to say hello, Merry Christmas, Happy New Year. So back to you, honey. Okay.
Okay.
Let's see. I'm going to see if I can answer this chat question. I can't call in, but I would really like to know if there's a – wait a minute. I can't call in, but would really love a reading. Love, life, and relationship, please. Okay. Let me just pull a couple of cards for you. And this person is wanting to know about her love life and relationship. Okay. And call in now because we're getting ready to hang up. We've got 4 minutes left of the show. And you guys
so 225, hang in there, okay? 225, hang in there. Don't hang up because the show's ending, because we go back over into overtime and you'll be fine. We're going to take your call. Sorry, Courtney.
That's okay. No. Okay. All right.
Spaghetti.
Sorry. Yeah. I had to see what was going on outside because it sounded like someone was hollering. Okay, so the card that I pulled for you is positive change. So this could be that it could be a number of things. It could be job, finances, move. But all I'm just going to tell you is that there is positive change in regards to this next year. So just keep your head up and know that there's a good change coming for you. Okay. All right, sweetie, let's go ahead to the caller.
All righty. 225. We're trying. It's spinning. I'm trying. There you go. 225. Happy New Year. And who have we got here? How you doing?
Happy New Year.
Happy. And who are you, please?
Sharon.
Hey, Sharon. Hi, how you doing?
I just wanted a little light general reading. What cards you pull?
Okay.
Oh, noise. Oh, my God.
That's coming from Courtney. I know where all the noises are coming from. Trust me. It's just line noise. It'll be okay.
Okay. I just got a very, very odd private message. Okay, that's strange. I don't understand what you're talking about. Okay. And I don't know what you're doing accusing of this, but I don't know what the hell that person's doing. Okay, moving on. Okay, I'm going to pull some cards. I'm going to focus my energy on, what was the caller's name again, please?
Sharon.
Caller is Sharon. Oh, Sharon, right?
S-H-A-R-O-N, Sharon.
Yeah, Sharon.
Okay. I do still have some chat questions, so y'all just hang on and we'll get to your questions. Thank you, everyone, for joining me tonight. I really, really, really appreciate it, and I will see you guys tomorrow. Okay. Okay, Miss Sharon, let's see what we get. I'm just going to pull some cards for you. Okay, here we go. The first card is, I feel like you need to be taking better care of yourself. And I don't know if it's you're not eating right. I don't know if it's because you're not sleeping good, but I really feel like you need to take this time out to nurture yourself, okay? And you need to make sure you stay focused with this year. You've been off track a little bit, and I want to tell you, make sure you stay focused on your true purpose and what you really want to do. You need to set your intentions out there, because I don't feel like you've done that. I don't feel like you've really sat down with a pen and paper and said, okay, this is what I want to do for this year. I really don't feel like you've really put your true heart into it and know what you need to do. So make sure you do that, okay?
I will.
Okay. I'm hearing that you want to know something about a love life.
Yes. What's happening with it?
It's very tiring and very stacked. Yes. It's very tiring and very stagnant. And I don't want to say you're causing it yourself, but you're causing it yourself in a way that you're allowing this to happen. You're allowing the energy to be how it is, and you're allowing these problems. And so just know that you have the power to change any situation that you create, okay?
Okay.
Okay?
Okay.
All righty. I hope that helped you some.
Yes, it did.
Okay. All right, sweetie. Thank you so much. I appreciate you calling.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you, Sharon. Take good care. All right. Well, Miss Courtney,
yes.
There's nobody else on the line, so you said you had some chat room questions?
Yes, and yeah.
So while can I propose a suggestion?
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, we could type into the chat room that you'd be happy to do the readings from the chat room. And rather than having to type it in, if they would just hang on until about 20 minutes from now, or, you know, 5-10 minutes from after the time that you finish, they could go and, you know, listen to the archive and go to the fast forward to the end to hear their reading, and that would save you typing.
Yeah,
okay,
do that.
So you just go ahead and say something to the archive listeners for what's coming up on your show, and I'll type that in.
Okay, great. Okay, so actually, I think that she left.
Okay, was it just one? Okay, who
was
it?
It was My Destiny.
My Destiny?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, gone. Okay, who else? Nobody?
And then Unicorn 68.
Yeah, and Unicorn is here. Now, okay, so let me just go Unicorn. Okay, so Unicorn, are you there? Now, just go ahead and say something about your upcoming shows, or you run over your course thing again or something, and then, okay, go ahead and do that, and I'll type to Unicorn.
Okay, great. Okay, so, guys, I'm going to be starting next Sunday, January 8th, a workshop, a six-week workshop, and it's 7 p.m. my time, 9 p.m. Eastern. It will be going for 6 weeks, 1 hour each Sunday evening, and the cost is nothing to come to the class. And if you guys are interested in being part of that, you can message me, Stardove or Brightfoot, at any time and let us know that you'd like to be a part of that class. You're more than welcome to go on my website and give a donation. And we're going to be learning all kinds of things about spirituality, readings, archangels, angels and spirit guides, paranormal, mediumship, cleansings, intuition, chakras, how not to set yourself up for failure. Going to be talking about UFOs and starseeds and light workers. So we've got a lot of things coming up for this class, and it starts next Sunday at 7 o'clock my time, 9 p.m. Eastern.
Okay. All right. Well, our listener, Unicorn 68, is good with the idea of going to the archive to hear this reading. So you won't have to type it. And anytime you're ready to, do you know what her question is?
I believe that she was wanting to know about a move. And I also feel, I want to make sure that she's wanting to know
I've just typed that in. Hey, you got the rock star co-host here. I'm right on this.
Man, you are awesome. So awesome.
Okay, so I'm just holding on for her reply here, which should be coming shortly.
Right,
and have you had a lot of people sign up for your course there, or how's that going?
I've had quite a few, actually. So I think I'm
good
up to
you.
Six now. Yeah.
Oh, that's great. That's great. That's great. Unicorn.
I don't understand
Unicorn.
What Old Pate is talking about.
Old Pate was, just PM Courtney your email address, right? If
yes.
She wants to know about the, if you want to register for the course. And Unicorn. Okay, I'm going to pee. Okay. No, about the water thing. Oh, do you know what that is?
Oh, shit.
Okay, Unicorn, PM me the question.
Oh, sorry. I don't know if it's just cutting out where it just disappears off the screen or what. But I'm not sure what's going on.
Okay, that's okay. I'll get the question for you. We'll get this sorted out. No, you must, you know, I know what it's like, though. You get 10 different private messages zooming in at you, and it's easy to, you know, to get lost in them all. And never mind, you can't even see your own chat room after that, you know, and you got everything blinking at you and all of that kind of stuff. She's just typing that at this moment. So we'll just... We'll just chill. And Okay, so I don't know if old Pate was confused or something was saying like at first, because remember when I jokingly muted myself, I muted Curious Listener, and then old Pate was all like explaining to everybody that Curious Listener was mad or something, and and then so I don't think that they understood that I was the same person and I was muting myself.
Well, that person also said said that Epic was a male, and I'm like, the caller that's talking now is Epic, and that's a female, a male, and I'm like, what? So,
oh, geez.
I'm
yeah,
like,
okay,
Epic
God,
is a female.
Person's really confused. And then, yeah, and then the person was saying when all that line noise was going on, saying that a Curious Listener was hacking the show.
Oh, my gosh.
Okay, here's your question, Courtney. Okay, another person told me to go to the water, and Courtney told me I'm trying too hard to go there. What should I do? Another person told me to go to the water, and Courtney told me I'm trying too hard to go there. What should I do?
I told her she is going. What? I told her she's trying too hard to go to.
Yeah, I'm guessing that she's saying, okay, another person told me to go to the water. Okay, Courtney told me I'm trying too hard to go there, meaning to the water.
I don't understand that question. What do you mean to the water?
Okay.
I don't.
Well, I'm thinking that it means that somebody's telling her to move to, okay, to the water.
I don't think I told her that she's trying too hard to move to the water. I don't think
I
told her
that. I love to be near the water, okay?
Yeah.
I told her she should call in, and she said, well, I don't think there's time, and I kept trying to tell her there's time, call in, and then she didn't call in.
Mm-hmm.
I love to be near the water, she says. Okay, so someone, okay, yes, a lake, the sea, or whatever she said. Okay, I'm going to ask her, when was this? When did you talk to Court about this? And you mean to say someone else.
Hi, Courtney, me.
Yeah, hang on. So, and you mean to say that someone else told you to move to the water. And that Courtney told you were trying too hard to move to the water. I'll be your Clerica advisor here.
I know, right?
So now we'll see what she says with this. She says, I love to be near the water. Yes, a lake or sea or whatever, she said. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know who she is. We're waiting to clarify that. I wish that people would just listen to me. When I say call in, we have time for you. You just call in. We have time for you.
Yeah.
Okay. She goes, I asked a question in a message, and she answered me. Not moving anywhere, just for the holidays. Okay.
I didn't tell her that.
Okay. How about start over with the question? Is the question, should I take a holiday to the water?
I'm telling her that she needs to go to the water for emotional healing. That's what
okay.
She took the completely wrong. She completely took that the wrong way. I'm telling her that she needs to go to the water. She needs to go to the water.
Okay. So can you, I'm just going to see if she's, well, you can't call in after the show stops live. And guess that's the right question. Okay, so I said to her, what's the question? Is the question, should I take a holiday to the water, or what is the question? And she goes, guess that's the right question. So let's start over fresh, okay? Like, clear your mind, Courtney. You have you have a person in the chat room that wants to know if she should take a vacation to the water. Now she's saying I think I should, but she didn't say that. Okay.
No, no, I'm saying she does need to take a vacation to the water. This would be really good for her soul because she can emotionally heal.
Okay.
That's what,
now,
yeah.
Okay. Okay, so how about just expound on that now verbally for her, and then, like, we can clear all of this up. So, like, maybe pull her, like, maybe, okay, maybe get, like, additional, okay, she's saying she didn't say, but I'm just saying let's start over. There's been a massive miscommunication or misunderstanding. So, do you want to pull a couple cards for her or start over with that or shake it loose or what do you, how do you want to do that?
The only thing I can say is to it that I feel that she needs to go to the water. This would be good for her emotional well-being. This could really heal her hurt and her pain through past relationships that she has had. She heals through water. So I'm saying that as soon as you can, get to the water because it would be, do you a world of good. It would really help you wash your hands clean, so to speak, of all that crap that's still bottled up inside. It would be really good for your heart chakra to heal from all this crap that, that either you have caused or somebody's brought it to you. I feel it's a mixture of both, but this would really help you. These things that you have allowed to happen and continue allowed to happen and you know it's wrong for you, just continue to let this person stay. So go by the water, get your head straight, swim in the water if you can. Whatever you can do to get yourself completely absorbed and consumed by the water would be the best, best healing medicine for you.
Cool.
Okay. All right.
Okay, so you're both on the same page. She thought you were telling her that she was trying too hard and, like, you know, and all of that. So she's saying sorry for the confusion and all of that, and that's cool. So not a problem. That's what we're here for, is to make sure that we all understand each other and get the answers straight and get the answers understood. So that's not a problem, Unicorn, and I'm glad that you hung in there to clarify this for sure. And is that it then, Courtney? Or?
Yeah, that is it. Hey, I'm going to, are you free tomorrow?
I'll have to check my schedule. Are you on at 5 p.m. our time again?
Chris, I couldn't delete the show today. I couldn't. I tried and tried and tried and tried. And just it would not let me delete. So
well,
I guess
you
I'm
should.
On the, I guess
you
I'm
should,
on the same time tomorrow, and then try to get them to fix it on Monday.
Okay, because, you know, if you're ever having trouble like that, like, and if I'm around, like, just Skype me and I'll see if I can, you know, just, even if I don't answer you right away, leave me the quick question that says, hey, I can't delete the show, can you try? And, you know, sort of, and let me give a try at it, because it could, I don't know what, it, you know what I mean? Like, I don't know, but, are you want to do a show or you feel like you're being stuck doing it because you can't cancel it tomorrow?
Well, this is what I'll do. I'll do the show, but if there's not a lot of listeners, I'll just cut it short to a 30-minute show.
Okay, and you're on at 5 p.m. your time? I'll double check my schedule and I'll let you know.
Okay.
I'm probably okay with that, but I'll have to double check things.
Okay. Holy crap.
You know what I mean?
I started off with I came on at the time and I just had one person come in and then I'm like, oh, okay, well, I'm just in the show in just a few minutes. And then everybody started coming in and just started going off on readings. I guess it was a good show.
Yeah, for sure, for sure. So, okay, well, I'll double-check after we're off the air. I'll double-check what's going on for me tomorrow. Up next is a little bit of a break here, and then, like I said to you before, at about 11, well, at about 9 p.m. your time and my time, 11 p.m. Eastern, Kathy's having her New Year's Eve show, and then following her show, I'm on. So I'm on really late for Eastern time, but I'm on at 11 p.m. our time. That saved me from being on the air right now, because right now this would be too early for me to want to do a New Year's Eve show. I'd be done by 9 p.m. my time, and like there'd be 3 hours of twiddling my thumbs before New Year's. So the way I'm doing it is I'll be starting at 11 p.m. my time, so that means it'll be midnight in Central Time Zone, so it'll be Happy New Year for Central, and then at the top of my second hour it will be Happy New Year for Mountain Time, and then as I go into my overtime hour, should there be anybody hanging around for that, then we're going to be wishing Happy New Year to the Pacific Coast people, to the Pacific Coast time zone. Anyway, okay.
Hey, I want to call you after this. Can you talk?
I can talk for a bit. Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, I'll call you after this. I don't have too long either, but yeah, I'll call you because I got some stuff to tell you.
Okay.
Sounds good.
Okay,
I'm going to
end out. Yeah, peace out, everybody. Take good care and Happy New Year, and have a safe New Year's Eve, and all the best in 2012.
Absolutely. All right, sweetie. Thank you, Chris. I appreciate you, baby.
No problem. Good night.
Good night, honey.